Welcome everyone to the first Friday of the month Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten and I will be your hostess today. This gathering happens every first Friday of the month, and we started this back in 2014. So anytime you have a chance to do some healing work for the oceans or any of the waters of the planet, go to our website, globalwaterhealing.org, and you'll find more than 100 recorded meditations for all these years. So you can just choose something at random and enjoy. So I am excited today. We have an old friend here. Mayor Cromwell is going to be leading our meditation. And she's the director of the Great Mother Love Way, which is a 501c3. And Mayor is a humble servant to the Great Mother. She's been working with Mother for a long time. She's known internationally as a Gaia mystic and high priestess, a visionary healer, and award-winning author. And Mayor has studied with Native American elders for 26 years. And she's channeled a few books, Messages from Mother, Earth Mother, and the Great Mother Bible. And she really surrendered in 2012 when Mother's energy and consciousness were brought into her soul body in a ceremony with some Native elders. And Mayor heard Mother's voice very clearly, promptly after that ceremony, and she has been guided closely ever since. She leads the 1,000 Goddesses Gathering Global Grid and teaches a year-long course called the Great Mother Love Way. But her most current project is a global grid of apology ceremonies to the original peoples and their ancestors. And this is going to take place on Sunday, March 19th. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about that, Mayor. And her website is greatmotherlove.earth. What can you tell us about this upcoming apology ceremony?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm really, really honored to be here, Mary, and to have so many people join today from all your different locations around the world. And I'm so used to using Zoom that it's a different format to be looking at these different icons of headsets and phones and people's names. And but anyway, I'm really thrilled to be with all of you. And yeah, so, oh boy, on March 19th, Sunday, March 19th, which is just a month and a half from now, I don't know how to word it, honestly. I guess I'll be holding space. I am already starting to hold space because it's gone public. This is a unified field where everyone around the world, regardless of where you live and what your background is to join in doing ceremony, to call out to the original peoples of your region and their ancestors, and to honestly offer apologies to them. There's very simple ceremonial suggestions on the website, and the website is apologies2originalpeoples.earth. But if you go to my website or our nonprofit's website, greatmotherlove.earth, the website's there. But the gist of this is that I have been asked, starting in Australia when I was leading an event there, that event didn't happen because I was asked on the spirit plane to instead have the gathering of people that were coming together near this town, Bellingen, to come together to start to think about making amends to the Aboriginal village that used to live there, where just down, you know, the way from where this white village is, basically, the settlers had poisoned the Aboriginal village with arsenic-laced flour around 1910, 1920. I don't know the exact year right now. And I'm trying to keep this kind of short because we have a lot to get into here with this wonderful visualization and global water healings. But that was the first time where I was asked from the spirit plane to drop the workshop we were going to do and instead ask the local people there to focus on how to start making apologies to the ancestors and the native peoples of that region who still live there. Because nothing had ever been done to offer any reconciliation or apologies to all the people who were killed with that poisoning. And then it happened here in Maryland, where I was approached by an ancestor. I don't see them, by the way, but I feel them and I hear them. I'm more clairvoyant, clairaudient. I mean, clairsentient and clairaudient, but not clairvoyant. But an ancestor approached me near the banks of the Potomac in 2019, a few months after I came back from Australia, and again asked for an apology ceremony. And that ancestor actually hung out with me for a few weeks in my space and tried to teach me how to still my mind, which I'm still working on. They're much better at it than I am. And then it happened again in 2021, late summer, where another ancestor came forward and asked me to lead another small, intimate apology ceremony. And then 2 days later, I was driving in my car to Baltimore to go to the dentist, and there's an ancestor in the back of the car who asked me to organize a global grid of apology ceremonies. And it's taken, and that was in 2021, early fall. It's taken me up until this late December, early January to realize, okay, I can do this, because it's been really daunting, very, very intimidating, because holding space on a level like this is very different than holding space for the Thousand Goddesses Gathering, because there is so much sorrow and grief and pain layered after layers of it in the DNA even of these original peoples who are still in the physical. Some of the original peoples are just only in the ancestral realms. Like if you live in Europe, I really invite you to be part of this, because the ancestors of your original peoples are still there. And they are waiting for this too. So let's just say that I'm going through this massive spiritual initiation. And amazing things are happening every day. And the spirit teams that I work with Mother are coming in every day to help guide me. But I wake up in the morning feeling a lot of heaviness, a lot of grief. And I've just been working with not taking it all in empathically, because I'm a super empath. So anyway, please join us. If you feel intimidated by it, or if you feel even offended by it, I apologize if you feel offended by it, because some people are being offended by it. Follow your guidance, but this is really all about healing the layers of emotional density that are existing still in the spirit planes because of what these peoples have experienced. And as one elder said to me, because I spoke with a couple elders for finalizing the website, and ancestors have been coming in, there are a bunch of ancestors here in my space helping me, but we've all been conquered and we've all conquered. And we are shifting into an earth that is a whole other dimensional set of spaces of harmony and peace and oneness. And we have to work through these layers and hold space for those who are deeply, deeply suffering, including ourselves in many ways. I've been going through my own personal journey of healing through trauma that's within me and my soul body, so there's no coincidence. Anyway, enough on that. I do hope all of you will want to join at whatever levels you want to join. Please do register. It's free, or you can make a donation, which will go to Indigenous-led groups. And by registering, we can then put you on the map and help original peoples around the world who choose to go to the website and look, see how many of us care and are seeking to reconciliate in whatever ways we can. And also on the website are next steps, because doing an apology ceremony is one thing, but then there's a lot more we can do, and it's really all about coming back home to Mother and coming back home to ourselves as one humanity, which we haven't been very good at recently, being mildly. Okay.
So, I just want to share one more thing.
Yeah. Can I just share one more thing, Mary?
Sure. Yeah, and then you can take it away.
Okay. And we're going to go to wild places, good places. But I have just started with a lovely, amazing board, a nonprofit. And so if you are inspired by this work and you want to go to the website, greatmotherlove.earth, you are most welcome to make a donation. And I want to thank those of you who are in this group who donated to my Healing Adventure Lymphoma GoFundMe two and a half years ago. Because some people from this group who I didn't know were making lovely donations to help me, you know, have the resources to heal and not work for a couple months. So I just want to also send my love and gratitude to all of you who did that. That meant the world to me. Okay, so did you want to share anything else, Mary?
No, I'm good.
All right.
Just waiting for you to take us on this journey.
Here we go. All right.
Okay, fabulous.
So this particular experience today, and I'll say with me and the spirit teams that I work with, or some of you work with them too, or some of them, is going to be a ceremony and a visualization. So I need to offer a little background. Some of what I will be sharing may be a bit out there for a few people, but I honestly don't think it will be that out there, given the way so many people are really opening up to the multidimensional realm so fast and so beautifully. So on Wednesday morning, I was in a bathtub. I take baths all the time. It's part of my spiritual practice, honestly. I do ceremony in the bath every time I'm in the bathtub, calling on the spirit teams, and the Virgin Mary's hanging out above me on the shampoo shelf. But on Wednesday morning, I was sort of trying to figure out, like, how am I going to do this? What is the direction this needs to go in? Like, what does the spirit team say? And I got a very clear, like, hello, I'm here, and it needs to be about me and my team's message. I went, oh, okay. So this powerful being named Geodesica came in who gave me that message. So I need to tell you about who Geodesica is, and I just want you to know that you may be feeling her energy right now, those of you sensitive to energy, because she is the most beautiful, sparkly, fun, sparkly, high spiritual frequency. And I know she's blessing every single one of you right now. But Geodesica is part of Mother Gaia's Holy Trinity. Now, let me give you a little bit more information, and this may be news to most of you, that we actually have, as of, it's an interesting story, so I'll try to make it concise. We have a new planetary caretaker. Our Gaia is our planetary caretaker. When I experienced the ceremony that I was in 2012, that was a different spiritual being, our former planetary caretaker who's brought into my energy body. And I was basically given a dossier of spiritual information and energetics to then start working with this new one. And the new one was discovered in the late summer of 2012, where some very gifted light workers who were based in San Jose discovered this very powerful spiritual being who was trapped in the earth's crust below the Central Valley there. And they could tell that she was actually enslaved, and these denser beings were using her energy for their nefarious purposes. And believe it or not, this kind of stuff happens all over the planet. We live on a very interesting, complex planet that had been influenced greatly by a lot of beings from off-planet that are not serving Mother Gaia's highest good. And I'm not going to get into all that other than to tell you that a lot of these denser beings are being cleared right, left, and center, so we're really shifting in the new Earth in full ascension. But this particular incident, they released, through their spirit teams, these lightworkers released this powerful being, and when she emerged from her captured enslaved place way down in the Earth's crust, a bridge actually collapsed. That's how much energy came out when she was released. And the first thing she said to them, because they could communicate with her, was, can you find my partner, my sacred union partner? And so these light workers, extraordinarily gifted people, went off planet with their teams and found her partner, brought him in. He's been given the name Guy. I'll call him in a moment so you can feel him. And so Mother Gaia and Guy were reunited. And Mother Gaia, she didn't tell them for a couple months, these humans, that she was actually our planetary caretaker. She was meant to be our planetary caretaker. She'd come in 800,000 years ago and started to phase into her role as planetary caretaker, but then she was captured and enslaved. And so another one came in. And I hope I'm not confusing you with all these details, but essentially, Mother Gaia and Guy were reunited and disappeared for a couple of days, and they didn't communicate with these humans. When they reappeared, so to speak, they had a child, an offspring. And I never knew that spiritual beings could create children, but they can. And so this offspring looks like a geodesic shape to those who can see her. So she was given the name Geodesica. And if you're wondering what geodesic means, and you know, Buckminster Fuller actually is known for the geodesic dome buildings that he designed. So think of a circle with many facets to it. So it's not really fully round. It's got many facets to it. That's what Geodesica looks like. And I've been told she also, because I can't see her, but I can feel and talk with her, she shapeshifts into other sacred geometric patterns. And if she really likes you, she will hang out with you and teach you all sorts of amazing things. Like, I've just gotten amazing stories from people I've introduced her to in various events. She is no longer needing to go to be with her parents, so to speak. I mean, she didn't need to go to elementary school or high school. She's not a human. She's off on her own right now, and she's getting more and more powerful. And she's one of the many beings here in the Earth's multidimensional zones who is here to help activate the planet to keep us moving into this new Earth energetics, higher dimensional being and energetics for all of us. But she loves to dress herself in all sorts of sparkly, spangly things. And from what I understand, from those who can see her, she's getting fancier and fancier and fancier. So she's very powerful in her own right. And she actually, right after Standing Rock was cleared by the military and blah, 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 she actually activated that land. It was already sacred land and slightly activated because of all the ceremony that had been done there over the months that they were there, camped out. But that land originally on the banks of the river was not considered truly, truly a sacred site by the native peoples there. But Geodesica came in and loved everything they were doing and activated it after they left. I think she actually started to activate while they were there. Now I'm here. She's telling me that because she's talking to me right now. And so she is all over the planet. She's a multidimensional being, so she doesn't need to be in one place at one time. She's activating areas all over the world. She told me this morning she's activating mountain ranges and rivers, and she said to me, special places, quote unquote, that's her word. And she works really closely with the crystal beings, who are the devas or consciousness of the crystals, the actual physical crystals. And she has close partnership with them. She also works closely with the dwarves who help grow the crystals. If you didn't know that, that's the role of the dwarves underground and on the surface of the ground. And she has all sorts of other multidimensional partners who, quote unquote, dance with her, collaborate with her activations all over the planet. And I don't know all of her partners. I think it would probably take a while to get to know them because there's so many. And in addition, she has created crystal palaces in the multidimensional realms in the Earth's crust all over the world. So there's a whole global grid of them right now. And she and her teams have created their own global grid connecting the energies of all of them. I mean, so her work is really fun and quite dynamic, to put it mildly. And she has wanted for years for people, because she was born in 2012, and shortly after she was born and, you know, came started coming into her own, she made it known to those who could communicate with her that she wanted festivals in her name and parties and celebrations. And so my good friend Jan Kuperis, who's an extraordinary nature spirit mystic, is organizing the very first Geodesica festival in October this fall as part of the Thousand Goddesses Gathering Global Grid. And Geodesica is like over the moon excited and already activating it. And all these people, volunteers are stepping forward. And I mean, it's just, she's got it. She's got it rolling and activated. And so she's here right now. So I can't ask for thumbs up if you can feel her, but I'm sensing most of you can. But she wanted to be a big part of this water healing experience today with all of you. And she also told me on Wednesday that she would like 2023 to be the year of Geodesica. So, and so many people are getting fast-tracked right now in our spiritual lives, our spiritual gifts, that we can reach these higher dimensions more easily. And so she's connecting with us as we find out about her and inviting us to call on her to ask for her support and to dance with her, honestly. She's all about joy. And I know the dolphins love her to bits. And I'm sure Linda's smiling right now and David. So I want to also add, this felt really important to add as I was working on these notes this morning, is that since she does not have a physical body, it's hard for her to sometimes understand that we humans are in the physical and we need to stay in our bodies. We need to be as grounded as possible when connecting with her and others in the higher dimensions. So this includes yours truly, me. I'm going to guide you through something in a few moments to help us really ground to Mother Gaia's heart, a bit of a love cord connection experience, which, by the way, there is a free love cord connection meditation on my website, too, or the Great Mother Love Day website. So anyway, so Geodesica has been gathering her partners since Wednesday to support us in this global waters healing experience. And this means that many of the crystal beings around the planet and their relatives, too, as I was hearing it, are here with us also. And there are many, many water nature spirits who have heard about this quote-unquote party, because Geodesica is calling this a party. Now you know this is her party. They've heard about this, and they want to join. The Reselcos, the Seals, Mananomic Lear, who's the nature spirit deity who is akin to an overarching god of all the world's waters, is here. I'm going to invoke him momentarily, specifically. And also as part of this experience with Geodesica and all of you and all the teams is I'm going to be calling on Crystal and the intelligence of water. I call on her and her teams whenever I do water ceremony, which includes in the bathtub every time I take a bath. Crystal and the intelligence of water want you to know that you can work with them also when you do water ceremony. And a little background on them is a good friend of mine who lives in Washington State was approached in the winter of 2020 by a rather beautiful and powerful spiritual being who is focused specifically on the Pacific Ocean but can be called on for waters of the world all over. And this this powerful being who gave the name Crystal to this woman, she said, "You can call me Crystal," comes from the Pleiades. And with her is a council of beautiful beings from the Pleiades that they're fine with us calling them the intelligence of water. So I'm going to be calling on them shortly. In addition, and this is Linda, thank you to you, Linda Shea, I'm going to call on the Whitewater planet because Linda told me about this planet and it's a watery, white-colored planet, I guess, and their willingness to support Earth's waters. And so I always call on them when I do water ceremony, including the bathtub. And when I tuned to ask about them, initially when Linda introduced me to them, I got very much there in alignment with Mother Gaia's highest good and the divine plan alignment for the new earth. So please know you can include them as part of your spirit teams when you do water ceremony. Okay, so I'm inviting you now to really sit comfortably in your chair, or if you want, you can lie down, whatever you're comfortable doing. And to take a moment to relax. And just breathe. Inhale deeply, a deep whale breath, way down deep into the bottom of your belly, your abdominal area. And then gently exhale that breath. And inhale deeply again, another deep whale breath into the depths of your abdominal area. And this time, as you exhale, focus on releasing all the tension in your body. And now, take a moment to ground yourself, your beautiful divine being, into the earth. And visualize that roots are growing from the soles of your feet and your root chakra, growing ever deeper, ever stronger, extending all the way down to the center of our earth, all the way down to Mother Gaia's heart. And see her beautiful heart emanating a wondrous, wondrous light, pulsating gently in the rhythm of the heartbeat of Mother's ultimate compassion. And your roots are connecting deeply into Mother's heart, anchoring you into her love. And she is so ecstatic that you are doing this right now. And now you're invited to focus on your heart chakra and feel all the love and gratitude that you have for Mother in your heart, from all the delicious foods you've been able to eat, water that you have been able to drink and other beautiful liquids, air that you've been able to breathe, that you're breathing right now, which is a gift from the plant realms who are part of Mother. And fill your heart up with this love and gratitude and send it down from your heart through the roots from your feet and your root chakra all the way down to Mother's heart. Visualize Mother's heart being filled by all of your love and gratitude as she is so ecstatic to receive this from all of us. Beautiful. And now call out to Mother and ask her to send her tremendous love up these roots that you've extended down to her. And feel how her loving, healing energy is flowing upwards through these roots and all the way up into your feet, your legs, your root chakra, and your entire energy body, and especially your heart chakra. As the energy keeps flowing up from Mother, feel how it starts to heal you and the energies in your system as you are being held by Mother's loving embrace. And when you experience Mother's loving energy reaching your heart, you sense your deeply anchored connection with her heart flowing even more. So you have this ongoing exchange now of love from Mother's heart to you, right into your energy body and your heart. So thank Mother for this and feel the love and gratitude. And know that this energy will keep on coming in, restoring and healing you as we move forward in this visualization meditation. Now I invite you to inhale again. And as you are exhaling, focus on all the sparkling waters of the world and how the sun reflects off the surfaces of these waters. And all of these waters of the world are Mother's blood. As the blood that flows through our bodies are part of Mother's blood too. Beautiful. So now I'm going to really open up ceremony, call in some beautiful spirit teams to support us with what we're about to get into. Ho, I am that I am, calling on the Creator, Great Mystery Source, please bless us. I am that I am, calling on the Creatrix, the ultimate divine feminine of our universe, please bless us. I am that I am, calling on Mother Gaia and Gai, her sacred union partner, to bless us from their place of sacred union energetics. I am that I am, calling on Una and Un and their councils in the family of one in the multidimensional planes off planet to please bless us. I call on Sasquatch, please bless us. I call on all the dragon teams that support this work that I do. Please bless us. I call on all the guardians and all the teams behind the Great Mother Loveway work that I've surrendered to do and all the different levels in which I'm asked to do it. Please bless us. I call on the angelic choirs. Please bless us. I call on Archangel Cosmic Protector Michael and any and all archangels who wish to help out within this beautiful water healing experience. Please bless us. I call out to Grandfather Sun and the Great Central Sun. Please bless us. I humbly invite the overarching devas of the whales and dolphins to join us in this healing ceremony for the highest good for Mother Gaia's divine plan alignment, which includes the clearing and cleaning of the waters of the world. Welcome, beautiful ones. I call on Granny, the beloved orca whale that Mary Getten has been so close to for so many years, and shared Granny's messages with so many of us through that wonderful book that Mary wrote and messages on websites, etc. Welcome, Granny. I call on the ancestors of the whales and dolphins to join us now. I call on the star dolphins to join us. I invite the overarching nature spirits of our global oceans and all the waters of the world for your support, including Mananaan Naklir and all of his children and his wife, Nehelania, including the overarching devas of the Pacific Ocean, Varuna, and the overarching deva of the Atlantic Ocean, Aigir, and the devas of the Indian Ocean, Arctic Ocean, and Antarctic Oceans, and the mermaids, the mermen, the Rusalkas, the sea elves, the selkies, and all the sacred nature spirits of the oceans to join us, to participate in this great blessing and loving up of our global waters to help them heal. And I humbly invoke Ymir and Inanna to join us, the first nature spirits here on Earth, and the grandfather and grandmother of all the nature spirits who exist on our sacred planet. Welcome, beautiful ones. I invite all of our ancestors, of everyone who has joined the sacred circle, this meditation, this visualization and ceremony, serving the highest good for our divine plan alignment, to also support us in this event, to support the healing of Mother's blood all over our sacred earth. And I invite all of our collective guardians to support us in this beautiful ceremony and meditation, visualization, for the highest good for divine plan alignment. And you know who you are. We welcome you, beautiful ones. I call on the stone people to support us in staying grounded, anchoring our energies into Mother Gaia's bones, her rock layers. I call on the seven directions, the east, the south, the west, the north, above and below and from our sacred centers, to bless us for this ceremony, this visualization. I also invite all the elementals of the earth, air, fire, and water to join us. I call in Crystallia and the intelligence of water to support us and the waters of the world. I call on the white water planet to bless all the waters of the world with us, to fill them up with your high, high spiritual frequencies. And I now call out to Geodesica specifically, and all of your partners, Geodesica, and all the crystal beings who you have brought in to help sparkle up and activate all the waters of the world with us. Oh my, the party is starting. So now, in your thoughts, I invite all of you to visualize, in particular, a geodesic-shaped sparkly, sparkly being, along with all of our crystal being companions, starting to fill up the dancing, dancing, sparkling molecules of water all over the world with their 100% luminous, luminous, luminous love energies. And these luminous love energies are being activated by all the spirit teams that have just been called in, including the angelic choirs. So these energies can go into every single molecule, every single drop, all the waterways, underground and surface waters of Mother Gaia, all the oceans. Visualize all of Mother's blood, which are the waters of the world, activating and being raised up in the light and love that Geodesica and all these spirit teams are beaming into the water cells. And know that this includes the blood flowing through us, as our blood within our bodies is Mother's blood. Envisioning the water molecules dancing, dancing, vibrating slightly faster as they take in this beautiful energy. And this includes focusing on and activating the waters of all the rivers, the ponds, the streams all over our sacred earth, the swamps, the marshes, even little mud puddles on the ground. And we can bring our attention now to Mother Gaia's bones, all the rock layers, caves, where the water flows on the surface and then down into the ground, into the rock layers, this groundwater. And these underground rivers and channels move through the cracks between the stone layers, emerging as sacred springs on the surface at certain places in the land. all of that water is being activated and loved up. And asking that all of this high, high, beautiful spiritual energy that is being absorbed into the waters of the world emanate energetically, all this energy emanate into all the stones, the boulders, the hills, the mountains, the caves, and the subterranean rock layers and magma down the mother's core to her heart, where we are connected with the roots from our energy bodies to mother's heart. And now let's call out to all the clouds around our sacred earth and the ephemeral elementals that are at the core of every single cloud water particle and every single snowflake, and invite them to take in this beautiful energy that is shimmering in from all of these spirit teams, and the sacred waters and the clouds that circle the planet that gift us with rain and snow to keep the cycle of water flowing through our sacred earth are all getting activated. And now reaching out to all the snowpacks and the glaciers around the planet, all the water that is frozen there in such intricate and ancient ways, inviting them to take in this powerful healing energy of love and light from all the teams, especially Geodesica and her buddies, her crystal bean buddies and more. And next, calling out to the dolphins, beloved, beloved dolphins, sending them so much love and inviting them to connect in with us and Geodesica and all the spirit teams to take in this love and joy and light with their dolphin planetary grid of love songs and joy. And I have actually asked them in advance about this invitation, and they were like, yes, please. So visualizing the dolphins playing with Geodesica and our crystal buddies and amplifying their songs as only they know how to do, sending more luminous, luminous love through all the waters of the world. And the dolphins are starting to leap up into the air with great joy, squealing with glee. And as Linda Shea says, and then calling out to the whales and inviting them to connect their planetary grid of love songs and joy with us and Geodesica and all of these beautiful spiritual teams who are supporting us now. Inviting Granny to join us even closer from the spirit realms and all the orcas of the earth too. All with all the other whales, both alive and all the ancestors of the whales, and the whales on the spirit planes, whale councils, and the planet from which they came from, actually, are planets. And of course, I reached out to the whales in advance, and they said yes, too, when I asked them if they want to be part of this. And Granny actually gave me a huge smile and a wash of calming love as I was putting this together earlier this morning, which I needed. And visualizing the whales feeling the quantum amounts of luminous, luminous love, which is great fun for them, too, and boosting their playfulness, their leaps up high into the water, feeling the joy as their songs travel even more strongly across Mother Gaia's oceans, weaving their whale luminous love grid ever more powerfully connected with Gaia's oneness grid, a grid of powerful energetic supporting us shifting into the full oneness here on Earth. And now, let's reach out to the overarching tree devas of Mother Gaia and invite them to join us too. They have their own planetary council and grid too, of very, very ancient and very, very wise beings who are eager to see all of us humans heal into who we're meant to be. And envisioning the water, the sacred, sacred water that moves in the ground and into the tree roots in the ancient groves of trees, starting to pulse with this luminous, luminous love. And the trunks of these trees singing with the sacred amplified sap made up of sacred water and other nutrients within them. And their leaves dancing ever so subtly with the love and the joy that's moving through them, around them, and between them, all over the globe. This is so glorious for the trees to be part of this. And all of the forests, the fields, the meadows, the wetlands, all the sacred plant communities with the water flowing through them, joining in with this dance of luminous love. So, so beautiful and all radiating with this love and light. So beautiful, all the joy they're feeling. And even connecting with the actual ley lines here on our Earth, Mother's meridians around the planet, and focusing and asking the teams to focus their healing energies, including Geodesica, in the waters that flow through the ley lines, infusing them with luminous, luminous love. And even infusing them with giggles, too, if that's what comes forward for you, because Geodesica is all about giggles. And you don't need to know where these ley lines are. Just know they're there and send the luminous love to them and ask the teams to bless them deeply with luminous, luminous love. And then connecting with the nature spirits, planetary grid of love and balance and harmony within their realms, especially those nature spirits who live in and around the waters of the world and are so important to maintaining the balance and harmony and vitality of all the waters of the world. And in this moment, I invite you to take another deep breath in as you visualize all this really beautiful energy soaking into the waters of the world and the trees and the plants and the dolphins and the whales. Exhale that breath. And take another deep breath in. And exhale that breath. I'm inviting you to stay connected to Mother Gaia's heart. Stay rooted to her heart. And now I invite you to see yourself gradually shifting into a dolphin body or a whale body, your choice. I will give you a moment or two to make the choice of whether you would like to be a dolphin or a whale. Beautiful. And next, I invite you to gradually merge into that spiritual body of dolphin or whale with your amazing open heart, so connected to Mother Gaia's heart right now, so that you can join the physicality of the dolphins and the whales in the waters where they live, and also join in with the spiritual dolphins and whales who exist here on Earth in the multidimensional plane. And visualize how you are now swimming with them, feeling the water deliciously moving over your skin as you kick down into the depths, and then perhaps even leaping up out of the water if you're guided to do that. Taking in the beautiful high spiritual frequencies of the water that has been so activated, so loved up by Geodesica and all the other spirit teams as you dance in it, in your cetacean spirit body, playing, diving, even coursing through the water as fast as you can go, or maybe even lollygagging on the surface of the water, basking in Grandfather Sun's quantum divine love on your skin. Or maybe it is raining where you are in the ocean, and you can feel the raindrops on your so sensitive skin as you surface. And you find that subtle experience to be so inviting to take in. Or perhaps it is very rough seas and a big storm and you've dived way down deep to find more still waters to then surface, erupt up to surface to capture some air and then dive down deep again below all the turbulence of the storm waves on the surface. Feeling the tremendous pressure of the water on your body as you go deeper and deeper. And then you realize that there are nature spirits, sea elves, or mermaids perhaps, or maybe even mermaid, and more, who want to play with you too as you swim in these waters. So you start swimming with them, dancing around each other with your flips and somersaults, and there's just so much fun to be had with them and with the other dolphins and whales. Just feeling the joy of your body in the water that is sparkly, sparkly, sparkly with such beautiful energies. So take some time now to just play and soak it up. Beautiful. And now I invite you to take another deep breath in and exhale that breath. And take another deep, deep breath in. And as you are releasing that breath, I invite you to visualize that you are now pulling yourself back into your physical body and coming completely back into where you're sitting or laying down, no longer in the spiritual form of a dolphin or a whale, but solidly back into your body in the room where you are. And you may need to take a moment to do this completely, so please take that time. You want to feel that you are truly in your room and 100% in your body now. So I invite you to wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes a little. If you want, you can even slap your thighs gently. Coming back into your body, coming back into your body. And then opening your eyes and being completely back in your space. Beautiful. And now this is a wonderful time as you're fully coming back into your body to bring your attention to your heart and feel the love you have there for Mother Gaia and Geodesica and all the teams, all the waters of the world, all the love you have for all the waters of the world. And in this moment, we can send love and gratitude from our hearts to Mother Gaia and her Holy Trinity, especially Geodesica and her crystal team buddies and partners, and to all the angelic choirs, spirit teams, guardians, the ancestors, to all the waters of the world, every molecule of water, ice, cloud vapor, steam, all the dolphins, the whales, the trees, stone people, mountains and more, the nature spirits, mermaids, mermen, sea elves, Manana McLear, Nirni Nana, all the divine feminine, divine masculine ones, sacred guardians, all of our ancestors serving the highest good, and all the other seen and unseen ones who joined us in this, who honestly count in the millions, believe it or not. We're sending our love and gratitude to all of them. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And when you are ready to take another deep breath in to the bottom of your lungs, and let it go. And feel how you are still rooted to Mother's heart. I encourage you to actually keep those roots, to maintain those roots, to help you on your journey, in your spiritual work, in your lives. And there's one final thing that I got a very clear message about, and that is to pull in your multidimensional body, because we've just been traveling. And I've been learning this is really key for me. So visualize that you have this huge multidimensional body that expanded way out there, and visualize just grabbing the outer edge of it, which you can do, and pulling it in to your heart and your womb space, tucking it in to help you really come back into your body. Beautiful. Now, in this moment, I'm going to formally close ceremony and thank everybody who came in. I know we already thanked them, but this is like the official end of the ceremony. Oh, sending our love and our gratitude to all the beautiful ones, all the multidimensional teams, all the names, ancestors, all of you, deities, who joined us, who supported us in this global water here healing ceremony and visualization. Know that ceremony is now officially over. We love you. We thank you. Please grace our lives as we are guided to call out to you in the future. And in particular, thank you to Geodesica, who called for this party. On Wednesday morning when I was in the bathtub. All right, Mary, I'll pass it over to you.
Wow. Yeah, she Geodesica sparkled it up big time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I could really see everything was so sparkly. It was beautiful to see that in the water and it moving around through the earth and across the planet and into the trees and sparkle, sparkle, sparkle.
Uh-huh.
That was great.
Yep. And she wants to do that for all of us in our lives. This is not just a one-time experience. She's like, call on me. I want to be with all of you and have parties in my name. You know, she's like, introduce more people to me.
Yeah. Well, and she could sparkle up the water in our bodies, right?
Yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, by your just saying that, she's amping it up for all of us.
Good. I want some sparkle in my body today.
Really? And then ask her to focus the healing energies there. Because yeah, that's what the sparklies are, is healing energy.
Right. That's great. Well, is there anybody that would like to share something with Mare? Or if you have a question, just *6 and tell us your name.
Hi, Mare. It's Bonnie Blue calling or speaking.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. It was amazing. I love dancing with Geodesica, and I'm full of the sparkles as well. But I just wanted to say I noticed that her name, Geodesica, means in sacred geometry, or the shape you described, reminds me of a icosahedron, which actually means water.
Oh, wow.
Which I thought was really amazing. And then I was looking at the word icosahedron, and Spirit was telling me to pull meaning out of it, and I heard, in care of the sacred and healing earth in direct relationship with the One.
Oh, my God. Will you send that to me? Will you send that to me on the website?
I'd love to. And I love the fact that she's all about giggles.
Oh, she's like,
Thank you.
That is amazing what you share. Thank you.
Yeah, I just got goosebumps
One love.
When she said that.
Oh, thank you. And thank you, whoever guided that to be spoken.
Wow.
And thank you, Dolphins and everyone. One love.
Yeah.
Be love. Yay. Sparkles.
Is there somebody else?
Yeah, this is Saskia. Thank you for this beautiful meditation, Mare. And it was so huge, this experience. I went to all the waters of the earth, and I also saw a lot of sparkling all the time, a lot of joy, and and I experienced all those cetaceans coming together also from the stars and cetacean ancestors, etc. And I have very much a connection with dolphins and whales and porpoises. And there were thousands, and I think millions of them. and all together we were dancing and healing the world. And I also saw a very intricate geometrical shape, which was the shape that Geodesica was taking on at that moment. And well, she changed the shape. I don't know if I can make it visible, if you can switch the camera on. Let's try.
Can we do cameras here?
No.
I think you can.
Yes.
Maybe you can. I don't know how.
Oh, my gosh. Good on you.
Can you do this?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah, okay. Geodesica is just dancing up a storm right now.
It's a bit more complicated than an icosahedron, but she changes shape. So this was one of the shapes that I saw. That, she was constantly changing shape. So that was beautiful.
Oh, my God.
While dancing, she was changing shape all the time.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
You are welcome. Thank you, Geodesica.
Is there somebody else who'd like to share something before we sign off at 1?
Linda, and this is Linda. I live in Arizona. I just wanted to thank you. That was absolutely incredible meditation. My third eye was sparkling the whole way through. But I also want to thank you for what you're offering in regard to the apology ceremony. As you were speaking about it, my entire body was just letting me know that that's something I've been wanting to do for a long time. So to know that I can hook up with others and make that happen is a great gift. Thank you very much, both of you.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. March 19th, Sunday. Wow. Please register. We would love to have you as one of the love nodes on the map. Wow.
I'll be there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hi, this is Robin. I just really wanted to thank you so much for this very powerful meditation and really journey, and to comment that, you know, we've all been through a lot, both personally and collectively, in these last few years, and we know there's, you know, some more to come. And I was just feeling, even before this call, the need to actually, like, celebrate life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was so taken by Gio Jessica's call for a party and a celebration. And I feel like in the depth of my own heart, I really need that. So to really thank her for that so much. And thank you, Mary. That was just beautiful. Thank you.
Honoring you. Thank you for sharing and being so vulnerable there.
Yeah.
You know, I know we're supposed to wrap up, but Mary, I just need to say this. I mean, I apprenticed with a Cherokee teacher for 14 years, and she used to say again and again, we're meant to be celebrating life every day. This is how we're meant to be living. And so, amen, in the midst of all of our challenges, that it's pretty amazing, off the charts amazing, to be even given a physical body to live on this incredibly beautiful planet. And as much as there's so much chaos and drama in the realms that the news loves to focus on, there's great beauty and goodness. And I could go on and on. I know we need to end. But Gio Jessica wants to party with all of you from here on out. So she's inviting us to celebrate every day with her. And it's okay to have down days. Oh, my gosh. I know about that. But to know that that's just part of the human process and our spiritual journey. I'll stop there.
Thank you for introducing us to her. It's I feel like there's a lot of people on this call that are going to keep connecting in with her. And, yeah, she's a beautiful being, and, yeah, that's enough to say about
her. Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you, Mare. It was quite an adventure today. Loved it. And our next gathering is on March 3rd, and the meditation is going to be led by Linda Shea. Yay!
Yay!
So, yeah.
Yay!
See you all back here a month from today on March 3rd. And to close, I'll unmute the call so we can all say our chaotic goodbyes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Good love, everyone.